Very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. It's always great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and yesterday afternoon at Marlins Park, last of three for the Marlins against the Mets. They were shooting for a series sweep. It was a matchup between a pair of right-handers and Jose Urania and Rafael Montero. And with a recap, as always, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, it wasn't a long stay at home, but it was a successful stay at home for the Marlins. They win three straight over the Mets, capping the series sweep with a 9-2 victory on this Wednesday afternoon here at Marlins Park. Marlins limped home, having lost 8 of 10 on a recent road trip, having lost 17 of 20 overall, but they beat the Mets 13-1 Monday night. They were up there for 19 hits in that ballgame. Last night, they stormed back with 3 in the ninth to tie and 1 in the 10th to win, 5-4 in the middle game of the series. And today, they ride the long ball, 4 home runs in all, and the right arm of Jose Urania to a 9-2 victory. Marlins sweep this series from the Mets. Miami wasted no time jumping on the Mets starter Rafael Montero in the bottom of the first. A leadoff double for D. Gordon with two outs. D was at third for Marcelo Ozuna.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. And that ball is cracked on a line down the right field line. It is going to one hop off the wall. Home to score is D. Gordon. That's a loud single for Marcelo Ozuna. One hop the wall in right. That play held Ozuna to a single and a run batted in, his 114th. 1-0 Marlins.
It was still 1-0 into the Marlins half of the third inning. Montero retired the first two men, but then he walked Christian Yelich. Yelly stole second, and on the very next pitch, Marcelo Ozuna, another big two-out hit. 1-2 to Ozuna, ground ball to the left of the shortstop. Reyes dives, can't get it, base hit. The Yelich stolen base pays immediate dividends. He's around third. The Marlins have a 2-0 lead. And next to the plate, Justin Bour. Bour drives one to center. Back goes Aoki, onto the track, at the wall. Goodbye! Two-run homer, Justin Bour. It's his 23rd of the season. And the Marlins extend the lead to 4-0. Bour matches his 2015 career high with home run number 23. In the fourth inning, leading 4-0, the Marlins got a leadoff hit from Miguel Rojas. Urania sacrificed him down to second base. And with two outs, a chance to extend the lead for Giancarlo. Right fielder Tyrone way off the line. Stanton lines one into center field for a base hit. 5-0 Marlins. He beat the shift. Nobody was there. Giancarlo with his 118th RBI of the year. Marlins at that point, 5 runs, all with 2 outs. Those big 2-out hits producing those big 2-out runs. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Jose Urania took that 5-0 lead into the fifth inning. He finally allowed a run. He gave up 3 singles in the inning with pinch hitter Travis d'Arnaud ultimately singling Kevin Plawecki home to make it a 5-1 game. Mets got another run in the seventh on a 1-out home run from Brandon Nimmo, but Urania stayed out there through the seventh into the eighth inning, pitching with a 5-2 lead. In the eighth, he gave up a 2-out base hit to Jose Reyes, looking to get through the eighth for just the second time this season. For the third time in his career, he faced Astrubel Cabrera. 2-1 from Urania is in the air to center, playable for Christian Yelich, drifting to his right. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Jose Urania through 8 innings for the third time in his big league career. And the Marlins had a comfortable 5-2 lead, though he'd always like to add on a little bit, and the Marlins wasted no time adding on against Tyler Goodell in the bottom of the eighth. First man up, A.J. Ellis. 1-0 to Ellis is slammed to left. Back goes Nimmo onto the track in front of the Clevelander at the wall. Goodbye, A.J. Ellis. The Marlins' second home run of the game, number 5 on this season for the veteran catcher. There's an add-on run, 6-2 Miami. And it didn't take long for the Marlins to add on another add-on run. After the Ellis long ball, in stepped Miguel Rojas. From the stretch, the 2-0, and Rojas drives one deep to left. Fair or foul? It is a fair ball and a home run for Miguel Rojas. Hung up there forever, waiting and waiting for it to come down for Miggy, his first of the year. Marlins go back-to-back, Ellis and Rojas, to make it 7-2 in the eighth. And they were just getting warmed up in that eighth inning with one out, an infield hit for D. Gordon. D. had 2 hits and 5 at-bats in this game. D was at first for the big man. 1-1 to Stanton. That's hit a long way. Deep left center toward the Clevelander. Number 56. It's a three-home run inning for the Marlins. They've broken it wide open. Miami 9 and the Mets 2. For Stanton, the 19th 56 home run season Major League Baseball history. G today goes 2 for 5, a single, a homer, 3 RBIs, now 56 home runs, 120 batted in. He is 1 RBI shy of Gary Sheffield's club record, 121, set back in 2000. Urania went 8, 7 hits, 2 runs, didn't walk anybody, struck out 3, allowed the home run to Brandon Nimmo, overall 107 pitches, 68 strikes. Chris O'Grady got the 9th, he allowed a hit, a walk, there was an error mixed in, but he struck out Travis Tyrone to end it, and the Marlins prevailed by the final of 9-2. For Miami, 9 runs, 12 hits, 1 error, 8 men left. For the Mets, 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors, they strand 6. Urania wins his 14th of the season, he improves to 14-6. The Marlins now 17-9 in Urania's 26 starts this season. Rafael Montero, the starter and loser for the Mets, he falls to 5-11. Montero charged with 5 runs on 7 hits and a couple of walks in 4 innings. Struck out 2, allowed the first of the 4 Marlins homers. He threw 78 pitches, 51 strikes. Time of this ball game, 2 hours 42 minutes in front of 16,033 here at Marlins Park. So the Marlins sweep the 3-game series from the Mets, their first sweep of the Mets since 2014, their 6th series sweep of the season. Miami now 72-80 on the year. The Marlins are 39-35 here at Marlins Park. As for the Mets, they've dropped 8 of 10. They dropped to 65-87, a 2-7 road trip to Chicago, Atlanta, and Miami. They head home now, day off tomorrow. They've got the Nats waiting for them on Friday night.
A lot of heroes yesterday afternoon. Jose Urania sensational for 8 innings. Miguel Rojas launched his first home run of the 2017. We caught up with the Marlins shortstop afterwards. This afternoon, were you expecting the silent treatment, Miggy?
No, not at all. Especially when I'm... The way I'm with the guys, always messing with them, hit them in the head when someone hit a homer or whatever. But it was pretty special that they give me a silent treatment. I deserve it because I haven't get a homer in like 300 and something at bats.
How you feeling offensively and defensively, and how important is it for you and your state of mind to go into the offseason healthy on a high note?
Yeah, I feel good, man. I got a little setback with my shoulder. I'm gonna have to rest a lot during the off season because I got something on my left shoulder, but I wanna be finished playing. That's my main goal. I feel like this club is being through a lot together, and I feel like if we can keep doing this together for the last couple of weeks of the season, it's gonna be we're gonna finish in a good note.
Always fun to win. What'd you see these last 3 games?
Man, we're playing a free baseball. Like it's nothing we can lose right now. We're playing with no pressure, with playing for each other. That's what I see and I feel like we're doing right now.
Okay, well, a series sweep for the Marlins. They're off today in Phoenix. They'll take on the Diamondbacks tomorrow night. It'll be a 9:40 first pitch from Chase Field out in the desert. On the mound on Friday, Adam Conley versus Zach Greinke. We're on the air at 9:10 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.